Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive, the message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I'll pray with you. Have any question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages, the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we'll get back to you. Amen. So, for those of you also who want to get a copy of the messages the Lord sent through his angel messenger, you can write to the Church of Christ that lies the message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Once again, that is the Church of Christ that lies the message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or if you want to call, you can call 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get no one of that number, you can call area code 816-252-2343. That's 816-252-2343. Amen. Glory be to God. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we're grateful for another day that you have blessed us to assemble together again. And dear Lord, we're looking for this day that you will bless us again to enter into the Word of God. Father, I ask today that through your Spirit that you will help me to deliver this message to those who are listening. I pray that it will reach far and near. Father, I pray that you will touch these words, anoint it with the power of your Spirit, that it may bring forth for your glory. And so, Lord, I praise you and I magnify you and I lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today, we're going to a message today, the word of God that God wants for his people to know in this midnight hour, this last hour before Christ returns, where he told us that he would send the Elijah to restore all things. And the Lord has been making good on his word. He has been sending his heavenly being, the Elijah, as he mentioned in Matthew 17. And he has been sending him before his return, as he had mentioned in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 through 6. He has been sending his angel messenger with a message. The message the angel messenger is bringing indirectly from the throne of God, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. Glory be to God. And in this last days, in this midnight hour, the hour, the last hour, the day before Christ to return, the Lord has been sending his word. He has been bringing assurance to his people, exhortation, edification, and causing many that hear this word to rejoice in their hearts, knowing that our God is doing something in this last hour. Despite what we're seeing going on with Christianity, despite what we're seeing going on in the world, our God is doing something in this last hour. And he has brought joy to the hearts of those who have been sad, who have watched Christianity be broken in fragments and pieces. We have watched many in Christianity turn away from the true and living God to serve mammon or to be joined to the secular world, who have saw Christianity fight one another. Amen. And they begin to wonder in their hearts, Lord, is this the way things are going to be? Are you doing anything about this? And the Lord is letting his people know, yes, I am sending my angel to restore all things. God's word in this midnight hour to his people, to those who are honest in heart, who has a heart for the work of God, who has a heart for the Lord, period, who wants to do the things that please the Lord, who has been seeking God to come closer to God, to get to know him even in a greater way, to those who want to be real before God, the Lord says, hold high the banner. Hallelujah. Hold high. Glory. Hallelujah. The banner. I'm going to read, first of all, from the word of the Lord, which is a book of the messages of the Lord that he'd been sending through his angel messenger. And then I'm going to go from there to perhaps the more or less, we're going to go into the Bible. But I'm going to go to there to perhaps maybe the record of Nephi and then the Bible, okay? The first scripture from the word of the Lord that I want to read to you today was on October the 4th, 1937. The Lord decided to send his angel with a message on that day. The angel of the Lord was not walking around heaven and made a decision for himself to say, hey, I'm going to go down and visit the people. The angel of the Lord did not have nothing set and planned to say, on this day, I'm going to do this. But the angel of the Lord came at the appointed time of the Lord. Whenever you are visited by an angel of God, understand this. He doesn't come at your appointed time. He doesn't come at my appointed time. He doesn't come at nobody's appointed time but Jesus. So rest assured that if you are visited by an angel of the Lord, you don't have to worry about going to God in prayer and saying, Lord, you know your angel visited me last night. You don't have to worry about the Lord saying, oh, really? I didn't know he came. Okay? See, we're subject of not knowing everything. Okay? You can pass information off to one another and hear words like, I didn't know that. But you would not hear that from the Lord. You would not hear the Lord say, I didn't know that my angel came to visit you last night. What did he say? Okay, you ain't got to worry about that. Amen? And so on October the 4th, 1937, the Lord authorized his angel to say this concerning the Bible. First, I said, now hear ye the words of the Lord, all that tremble in his sight and at his word. Yea, seek me and walk righteously before me. Heed my voice, and great shall be your blessings. Remember your Lord and Master who drank of the bitter cup. All must drink of the cup of trial to know what I have suffered for you. Now here it is. He said, lift high your banner. Hold firmly to the iron rod. Yea, the righteous call unto me, and my countenance shine upon them. Now, in the days of old, banners were ensigns or standards declaring allegiance to God or a nation or an army. You understand this? And so the word of God here in this work is a banner that the Lord wants his people to hold high. And for those of you that are born again and only know the Bible, hold high that banner. We're seeing and in this time where there are some Christians who are turning away or have turned away from holding high the banner unto the people, to standing firm on the standing of God. And we see that the standing of God is being pushed aside in many churches because now churches have become to the point where they want to please the secular world. So they say, hey, we got to get down and dirty and do like them to reach them. Do you hear what I'm saying? Instead of holding high the banner. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. He is worthy to be praised. And he's worthy to glory, hallelujah, to be glorified. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, in another message, September the 22nd, 1938, Once again, the Lord decides to send his angel again. This is for the 37th time. And is speaking about the banner. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord had to say concerning the banner that he authorized his angel to tell his people. He said, ye that are called to edify my bride, say your Lord, keep ye my sayings and the ways of righteousness in your hearts. Sin not, but be ye holy vessels, and lo, I will quicken your understanding. Keep the thoughts of kindness in a willing manner towards your fellow men. Fall not in the hands of the adversary that is a thorn unto my body. Now hear this, he said, hold high the banner of righteousness. Hallelujah. And Zion's call shall be the millennial reign. So once again, the Lord did not deviate it from what he said six messages before, hallelujah, where he said, glory be to God, which apparently what a year before, where he said, hold high the banner. Hold it on high. Hallelujah. The banner, the ensign, the thing that shows the allegiance to him. See, people got to the point now, some in the Christian community, they don't want to hold high that which shows their allegiance to God. Because they don't want to take being ridiculed or mocked or being made fun of. They want to stay close to Cousin Jimmy or Little JoJo or Aunt Susie or Uncle Tommy. They want to stay close to them because they know that those people don't want to hear nothing about God. So they don't want to raise up the banner to show their allegiance to God. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost behind this. But yet still in the same breath, they expect to be called believers. But still in the same breath, they expect the blessings of the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? But to the honest in heart, to the for real people, to, as the young folks say, the ones that keep it 100, in truth now, hallelujah, hold high. The Lord said, hold high the banner. Hallelujah. Hold high the banner of righteousness. Hallelujah. This word of the Lord, this work is a banner or sign of righteousness of your allegiance to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this is why you find many churches, they're making up their own system. They're making up their own laws, okay? Hallelujah. And still calling themselves of God. But when you get away from the word of God, you show that you have broken your allegiance to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You still... looking at what he has to say about the banner. On June the 1st, 1944, once again, the Lord decided to send his angel with a message, telling his angel to go and carry this word to my people on this date. God having chose this date, and this is why I give this data to you, that in your private prayer time, that you can go unto the Lord and say, Lord, did you send an angel? June the 1st, 1944. Amen. You ain't got to say a bunch of words or jump up and do a dance or a spin or a roll on the floor. If you want to know whether this thing is true, then come true before God. Come true before Jesus Christ. And for those of you that are Christians, and you say, wait a minute, I keep hearing you talking about God sending an angel. If you want to know if it's true, you come true before God. In other words, come knowing that you don't know everything. You hear what I'm saying? Because see, some of you are trying to approach God with pride because you think that you know, and therefore you don't get anything. And the first thing you turn around and say, hey, it ain't of God. It ain't of God. No, it's not of God. No, no way. For us to receive from the Lord We got to come knowing that we don't know everything. When you do that, you are opening yourself to receive from God. This is why you have some people haven't been able to receive revelations from God about his word, because that many of them are stuck in a system that whatever church I'm coming up into, I got to believe the way that church says. Because their system is set like that. If they are Baptist or Methodist or Pentecostal, I got to believe like the denominational system. And what happens is they miss out on revelation from the Lord because their heart is not really open to receive from the Lord. Because why? They think that they know because of the certain system they come up to. In this 64th message, this 64th time, that the Lord sent an angel, he said, I leave peace of the Lord with you and the church. Hold high the banner of the Christ. Hallelujah. This word that he's been sending through his angel messenger is the banner of the Christ. This word that he's been sending through his angel messenger is a banner of righteousness. This word, when received, will also show your allegiance to Christ. Just like for those of you that are Christians that only know the Bible, when you hold high that which you know in the Bible, holding up the banner that way, you are showing your allegiance to Christ. And this is once again why you're going to see more and more among the Christian community be revealed where their heart really at, because they're going to quit holding high the banner. They're going to quit holding high that which shows their allegiance to Christ. And this is what you see going on now. Now you got so many, quote, gospel singers and gospel this and that they're making so much money now that they are acting like Christian would. You said, what is Christian would, Brother Nate? It ain't nothing but Hollywood and people claim to be Christians. Look at it. Look at your gospel music award. It looks like what? The music awards of the world. Rolling out red carpets and stuff like that. What is this kind of stuff? Because you're seeing what's going on in the heart of many that's supposed to be professing to be Christians. That secularism is still in their hearts. They want to claim Jesus, but dress like the world. They want to claim Jesus, but act like the world. They want to claim Jesus, but talk like the world. They want to claim Jesus, but do like the world. And to many of them, in order for us to be so connected to the world, we got to quit holding high the banner. That's why another reason why you're seeing just about anything goes in the church's house. And Brother Hagin said, don't shout me down while I'm preaching good, okay? This is why one of the reasons why you see this stuff going on. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know that some don't want to talk about it, but truth is truth, people. Either way it go. Truth is truth. Hallelujah. On August the 20th, 1947 at 11:42 p.m. Now, one of the things you will understand if you get a copy of the messages, you will see the different dates that God sent his angel. And there will be a different time. Some of them is early in the morning. Some of them is late at night. Okay. Amen. Now, it's interesting to me that God has sent them at so many times. And I would like to know from God, why you sent them at this time? Not so much as a question of where I am bugged or bothered by him doing it, but it's interesting to me. So on this particular date, he sends his angel for the 70th time, number 70. And he sends his angel, and this is what he says, in what is called the sixth verse, concerning the banner. He said, counsel together with your brethren and qualify to lead the people in peace and righteousness. Listen to this. He said, hold high the banner of truth in the words I bring. This is what he authorized the angel to say. He said, hold high the banner of truth in the words I bring. The banner of truth, which is also the banner of righteousness, which is also the banner of Christ, is in the words that the angel has been bringing from Almighty God. Hallelujah. You get that. Once again, you got many turning away from the word. And like I said, this is why you got, see, this thing is becoming more and more obvious. It's not being hidden now. You know, you got a lot of churches say, well, we got our own bylaws. We got our own this and that. Okay, amen. So this is why we got so many different churches. Because everybody seems to have their own bylaw that makes them different, whether denomination or whatever, from the others. Okay? Got their own bylaws. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now I want to read one more verse from this word of Lord. We're going to go on to the next book here. August the 23rd, 1960. August the 23rd, 1960. And what is referred to as the 11th verse, here is another thing that the Lord had to say. Authorized his angel to tell us about the banner. After he had called the verse before 11th verse, he had called some men to be evangelists. And he said in the 11th verse, if these men will be humble and prepare, listen to this, holding high the banner of truth, the full standard, they shall be blessed in very deed. Great good will come of their works. They shall cause many to learn the truth, the assured way of the Lord. Now, Jesus said, if these men, especially that had called, he called to the ministry, will be humble and prepare and hold high the banner of truth. Listen, to those of you that's in ministry and listen, God, if everybody else in the congregation, in the pews, decided, forget this, I ain't exalting the word of God and keep talking about this. I'm going to do my own thing. You in the ministry need to make sure that you lift it up. Because when you lift it up high, you're showing your allegiance to God. You understand that? Hallelujah. Now I want to read a scripture from the Record of Nephi right quick. And this is found in 2 Nephi chapter 23. 2 Nephi chapter 23. Now, when you read the Record of Nephi, which is a record of the Nephites, the Jaredites over here, these were people of God that God gave his commandments and statutes and judgments to, whom God used. And I know some people have a problem with that. They just can't fathom that God used somebody else other than the people over there in Jerusalem. You know, it's just amazing to me. It really is. It's amazing to me. But then at the same time, it shouldn't be so amazing because there are some Christians who actually think they are the only Christians on the earth. Do you believe that? Because it's true. There are some Christians that think that they are the only Christian on earth, that they're the only Christian, that there is no other Christians. In other words, if you don't belong to their church, you're not a Christian. Plain and simple. And in that thought process, many of them think that God could not use anyone else besides them. There was a servant of the Lord named Nephi. And Nephi said that he was going to speak the words of Isaiah. Now, it's some people who have seen, and let me put it this way. For those who've been listening on us on the broadcast, I told you how that Joseph Smith started off as a man of God. He was used by God in the translation in dealing with this book called The Record of Nephi. But after some time, he fell into errors. And he started Mormonism, where in Mormonism, they got some of the original scripts of the regular Nephite, and they changed the wording. And they call it the Book of Mormon. And this is why God doesn't support that. Okay? But anyhow, some who've been in Mormonism, when they read in the Book of Mormon, they read about Nephi saying some words that was the same words Isaiah said. But in the true book, the record of the Nephite, Nephi did say some words that Isaiah said. But get this. When you read it, Nephi doesn't tell you that they originally came through him. He tells you that these are the words of Isaiah. But so you got some of them because of Joseph Smith failing. They like, that book is nothing but plagiarism. If I were to show some of the same ones, this record of Nephite, and they said, oh, I know what that is. That's the Book of Mormon. No, that's the record of Nephite. But to see that being said up in this book that Isaiah said, the first thing they said, plagiarism. No. Nephi tells you in this record of Nephi. He said, I'm going to speak the words of Isaiah. How much plain and simple do you get? But anyhow, we're looking at the banner. Amen. The banner. And he reads the words of Isaiah. And Isaiah said these words in the Bible in Isaiah chapter 13, where it says, I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. He said, the burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see. Listen to this. He said, lift ye up a banner upon the high mountains. Exalt the voice unto them. Shake the head that they may go into the gates of the nobles. Now, notice he said, lift up a banner. Now, I've been reading to you what the Lord has authorized his angel to say, to hold high the banner. The word here, he said, lift up the banner. And he said, lift it up on a high mountain. You understand that? In other words, lift it up to a place where it can be seen by even those that are far off. God wants you to lift this word, lift this full standard to even to all those that are far off, even to the where the sinner man can see. See, what the sinner man is seeing today from many in the church is that, hey, they just like us. They like to party, get drunk, and all that. Yeah, listen to Donnie McClurkin, who a few months ago had talked about how that many after the Gospel Music Awards go celebrate by playing what? Secular music and drinking. Okay? Amen. Listen to how he sounded on that. That thing bothered him. Donnie wasn't up in there saying, yeah, party to the east, party to the west. He wasn't doing that. See, the closer you come to God, the more that bothers you. You understand that? That you had to get away from that stuff. And see, what you're starting to see is that you got people now that some who claim they're not as close to God as they claim they are. It's just a put on, people. And see, the Lord is not going to continue to let this go on forever. You understand this? So he said, lift it up on a high mountain, exalt the voice unto them, cry out unto them, lift up your voice. See, some of us, we scared to even speak the word of God. We're scared to even let people know that we are in allegiance with God. Like when they ask you, so what do you think about homosexuality? Then we start doing like Joe Osteen. Now, wait. And some of us won't even open our mouth. Well, you know, God loves everybody. Lift up your voice. Show your allegiance. Lift high the banner. And said, the Lord said, it's an abomination, and I believe and agree with God. Because I believe that God knows all things, and he knows what's right or wrong. So if you ask me that question, I'm going to say what the word said. It's an abomination. But Lord help us. Too many people won't lift up the voice. They won't lift up the voice of God, which is displayed in his word, in his word of the Lord, in the Bible, and they won't lift up their voice to show their allegiance. Hallelujah. When you lift up this word in honesty of heart, you are showing your allegiance to God. But you got too many of us. You want to stay silent. As Brother Lee and Brother Ronnie used to say, silence of the lamb. You want to sit back in the back room, back in the dark. You want to stick your head out for a moment, I'm a Christian, and put it back in the dark. You want to throw it back in the dark for so anybody see who said it. Who said that? That's what you want to do. Excuse me. But to the honest at heart are going to lift up their voice. They're going to lift up this battle. They're going to lift it up on high, people. You get what I'm saying? They're going to lift this thing up. Hallelujah. They're going to lift it up on high. Hold high the banner. Lord saying in this midnight hour through his angel messenger, hold high the banner. Okay? Hold high. To those of you that have received this word of the through the coming of the Elijah, this work, God said, hold this thing up high. Well, you know, Brother Nate, I got brothers and sisters in Christ. They don't understand. They're going to make fun of me. They are. They're going to say I'm crazy. Yes, they are. Okay? Well, Brother Nate, you ain't helping none by saying that. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. But remember what the Bible says. Greater is he that is indeed than he that's what? In the world. And Jesus, what he said in John 16, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have what? Overcome the world. Well, you say, well, Lord, you talking about you overcome. You said about me. Well, yeah, you overcome if Christ be in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hold high the banner. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hold high the banner, people. Amen. Hallelujah. Got plenty of ones out there say, yeah, I'm on the main line for Jesus. But then, when the stuff got hot, when it got hot in the kitchen, you hear nothing from them. Hallelujah. When the people come and say, hey, we was thinking about doing this in the church. We want to twerk in the church. No one held the word up. No one held the banner up. Especially when the word says, shun the appearance, abstain from the appearance of evil. No one held the word up. Now what you seeing online, you seeing them twerking all up in the choir stands and down there by the pews. Hey, pastor, you pastor that's listening, that allowed in the church, you didn't hold high the banner. You didn't hold it high. You might wanted to look yourself. So he didn't say nothing. Let's be real. You didn't hold high the banner. Amen. And like I said, that's why I told you, this is why many churches is coming up with their own laws. So when somebody want to do something, they measure it more by their laws than what the law of God said. So if the church said, well, the church is not against it. You know, okay, it's a go. And they do it. Let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 60. The book of Psalms, chapter 60. Verse 4. Talking about the banner. Once again, the banner was used in time to show one's allegiance to God or to a nation, you know, these ensigns and signs that they would have. But guess what? First of all, this work of the Lord that he's doing through the Elijah, this word he's sending. It's a banner of righteousness, the banner of Christ, the banner of truth. And for those of us that have received it, we've been commissioned to hold it high. And I do understand that some of you who haven't got the revelation yet and maybe looking at, man, these are some crazy folks, is going to talk about me. This is not a statement of bragging on how great I am. No, I know this is going to happen. It happened before. As I've been coming up through the years in this work. But see, you know what helps me to stand better is to know that I'm supported by Christ. Now, if I had any doubt whether this work was true, then, you know, I'd be shaky presenting this. But see, the Lord witnessed to me that this is something he's doing according to his word. So therefore, hey, amen. And I've had fellow Christians who have thought that, you know, there's something wrong with it. Psalm chapter 60, verse 4 said, he said, thou has given a banner, okay, to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. So who primarily has the commission to display the truth? Who has been given a banner, a sign declaring their allegiance to God, that it may be displayed? Who has been given this ensign that whoever receive it, that's who will show their allegiance to God? He said to them that fear him. Fear means to have awe or respect for. Not to them that don't fear him. When he says to his angel messenger to hold high the banner, he's especially not only talking to his people, but his people that fear him. Everyone that claims to be his is not fearing him, people. They have no respect. In the building of worship, they doing anything and everything now, okay? Amen. They making mockery jokes about the Lord. Some of them are even making jokes about the plan of redemption and what Jesus went through for us. You know? And I have to be honest with you people. I have to get away from people that do that. Because that had been and upset me. My Lord was beaten for you. All your sins was laid upon him, and he knew no sin. He didn't do nothing to merit that. He just stood in your place. And you have the audacity to make a joke about his death or what he suffered or something like you. No. See, many pulpits have told people about Christ died for you. But they haven't really emphasized on the respect that needs to be shown because of what he did. So, of course, you got many that treat it like, hey, like it's a light thing. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to the Most High God. Hold high the banner, people. Hold it high. Hold it high so you can be seen. When he said, lift it up on the mountaintop. You know, when you got a mountain sticking up there, you know, more people can see. Even if you far off, you can kind of see it. You want to lift up this banner real high that even those that are far off may be able to see it. You understand that? Because look at what many who claim to be Christians are showing to the center. Some of them is getting downright and dirty like the sinner man. They even leaving some sinner's mouths open like, what? Man, I thought he was a Christian. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold high the banner, people. Hold it high. To those of you that fear the Lord, for honest in heart, hold it high. I know those of you that don't fear the Lord, and you all about, hey, what Pookie Ray thinking, making a good showing, you're not going to hold high standard. You're not going to do it. You know, you got a lot of churches, many churches, they're more caring about the numbers than really those who get saved. Now, what I mean is that we're living in a time where there's a lot of gloating about how many members a certain church has. You understand that? And you have some churches who have had nice big buildings have said, hey, we're setting out to grow a bigger one, to build a bigger one. And what they're doing, they seeking to set out to get more members. And these members are coming not so much by being drawn by Jesus, but being drawn by these churches. Because many of them have become entertainment houses. They call shaking your behind and jumping having good church. They call preachers that getting behind the pulpit cussing having good church. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am grateful for this opportunity given to me by the Lord to present this word to you. In this last hour, the Lord is saying, hold high the banner. Hold high the banner. Hold it high so all, even those that are far, not just your own, quote, Christian brothers and sisters, but those, even the sinner man, could see it. That they could see, man, he's showing his allegiance to Christ. Because right now, a lot of them is more and more not seeing this being displayed by, quote, people who claim to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. They ain't seeing that. Because the people, they didn't stop holding the banner high, you know. Hold it high. You know, you got to hold something high. You got to lift it up. Like I said, you got some now, they won't even lift up the work of the Lord. They won't lift up the word of the Lord, okay? They won't lift that word up to show people their allegiance with Christ. So they keep quiet. And see, some of them is called themselves, quote, being around the sinner man. I'm just going to be around him, not having to have to say the word of God. Because why? They want to hang out with him. They want to hang out with him. This is not a thing about them, I don't want to force nothing on somebody. This is a thing about they want to hang out with him. And so they know if they say anything about Jesus, that's going to destroy the whole relationship. God is not a dummy. And you're not going to be able to play church. And for some of you listening that's playing church, you know who you are. If you don't repent soon, you are going to be, not might, you are going to be exposed. In fact, some are seeing things about you already because they know that when it comes to right, They notice you ain't holding up the high, the banner. You ain't holding up that word to say, God said this is no, and I say it's no, and I'm not going to do it. Now you quick to doing it now. And you got some in the background just standing back and looking at you. And they ain't saying to themselves, this man or this woman ain't no more of a child of God than a goat is on the moon. There's no more of that. Okay? Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Once again, this has been another blessed time that you have given for us to go in the word. I thank you, Lord, for blessing this day and for all that are listening in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that you would give them revelation of what I just gave for your glory in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for a blessed word. Thank God for all you've been listening. If the Lord say to say, I'll be back tomorrow with another broadcast. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Elijah message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.